He was the kindest, most generous person I ever knew.
I'm so sorry, Aria. I wish I had gotten to know him better.
When I was a little girl, I used to ride on his shoulders. And it felt like I was on top of the world. And I could see everything. Oh, like the time we crossed through the Red Sea.
What was that like?
Oh, Azor, it was like a dream. A big dream. Bigger than life.
Wow.
I reached out my hand and there was this wall of water. It's hard to describe. And I saw a fish.
No.
Yes, really.
Oh. So, you know, I'm thinking this fish is probably telling his friend about that day these crazy people just walked right through the neighborhood. Just walked through like it was nothing.
You're funny. Oh. But wait, you came with your parents, didn't you? They served in Pharaoh's palace, right?
Right. And they decided to become part of Israel, so they left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea with everybody else. But, you know, I was too young to remember. You do realize you're a few years older than I am, right?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Sure. Why?
Oh, I mean, friends, you know, sometimes have older friends.
Right, and younger friends.
Yes, and younger friends, and they have older friends.
Hey, Aria?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Azor, thank you for coming for me. I thought they were going to kill me or force me to marry their king. Ugh, absolutely no thank you.
You said you used to go on hikes with your dad and talk.
One of my favorite things to do.
You know, I can never take the place of your dad. But I have two good legs. And two good ears.
I'd like that.
My lady?
Why, thank you, Mr. Azor.
You're welcome, Miss Aria. Well, we need to make it to camp before evening. We can talk along the way.
That would be very nice.
All right, then. Miss Tavi, we talked all the way home. Well, she did, but she is the most wonderful girl I have ever met.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad someone speaks very highly of you.
Aria loves God with all her heart. I can see that.
Yes, Azor.
She's compassionate. Mm-hmm. She's kind, intelligent, and beautiful.
But perhaps we can talk another time.
Do you like my parents?
Oh, very nice parents, yes.
Well, traditionally, I would ask the father, you know.
Oh,
but
Azor, not now.
But I want to ask your daughter to marry me.
Oh, now is not a good time to ask.
Is there something wrong?
Yes, she's in the next room.
Oh.
And I heard everything.
Aria?
Azor?
Aria?
Azor? Yes!
Yes?
Yes! No hesitation, not at all.
Aria!
Has it been, what, a year now?
Coming up next week, yes. Very good, Salmon. I didn't know you kept up with things like your cousin's anniversary.
Only the important cousins.
Oh, I'm honored.
Well, we enjoyed having you over, Salmon.
As always.
Sounds like I might be here too much.
Oh, not at all. We're just looking forward to you having us over to your home for dinner one day.
I get the hints.
I'm glad you get the hint, because you need to get a wife.
Well, I'm glad you two are having fun. I'm going to turn in for the night. Oh, Azor.
What?
Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
All right.
Okay, put it here on my stomach.
Okay, what's happening?
Do you feel that? Our baby, it's kicking.
Oh, yes. Right there. Amazing. Oh.
Azor, I've seen God perform powerful miracles. When he struck Egypt with the 10 plagues, when he parted the Red Sea, when he caused water to gush out of a rock so his people could drink. But you know what?
What's that?
To me, this is his greatest miracle of all. And it's a miracle inside me.
Oh, Aria.
Well, I'd better head back to my tent. Good night.
Wait, Salmon, I'll walk with you. I'll be right back.
Love you.
Hard to believe. My best friend is going to be a dad.
Well, God is good.
Aren't you worried at all?
About what?
Having a child. You realize to take the promised land, we're going to have to fight for it. War is coming, Azor.
I was born in the middle of troubles. Rivers of blood, swarms of locusts, pestilence of livestock, the death of the firstborn, and then my parents risked their lives to escape Pharaoh's palace. I'm not worried, Salmon. I was born for this.
All right, then.
So, any particular young ladies catch your eye?
How did we go from swarms of locusts to young ladies catching my eye? You and Aria. Both of you.
Oh, well, we want to help.
Trust me, I'll know the right girl when I meet her.
Oh, but will you tell me when...
And I promise you'll be the first to know.
All right, fair enough.
Sounds like somebody had a good night. Zimri, is that you?
Salmon.
Zimri, please.
Daka and I sure had a good time, didn't you, Daka?
I've got to get back to my tent before my father comes looking for me.
Daka, you're a 30-year-old man.
Try telling that to my father. See you tomorrow.
Salmon, Azor, what are you two doing out here at this time of night?
We could ask you the same.
We were just out on a walk.
A walk, right. I'd better get back.
Sure. Good night.
Night. You two stay out of trouble.
Oh, Azor, of course. So, Salmon, dinner with Azor and Aria again?
Did an angel of the Lord tell you that?
Shh. People are trying to sleep.
Oh, whatever. I'm just saying, you're over at their place a lot.
Yeah.
Look, Salmon, my friend, you need to break out of your routine. Meet some new people, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
You should come out with Daka and me tomorrow.
Where?
Well, some friends of mine are having a feast.
A feast? What kind of feast?
Oh, lots of great food, lots of great music.
Oh?
Lots of great fun. Oh yeah, did I mention this part? Lots of beautiful girls.
I don't know, Zimri.
Hey, I took Daka, and you know Daka. Mr. Responsible. And you know what? He had the time of his life. And so will you.
If you say so.
Cosby, where are you taking me?
Come on, Iris, to the front. Zimri should be here soon. He told me he was bringing a friend, a very handsome friend. Oh, come on.
Okay.
So many people here.
Yeah, a lot of our people. Look, there's Daka right over there, and Joab, and... oh, do you see Lim right there, under the bull statue?
Zimri, these are not our people. God's people. We have to be careful.
Salmon, that right there is wilderness talk. And I know, I was the same. You know, when you wandered the desert for so long, it does something to you. Mentally. I mean, you have to make a conscious choice to break out of it. Ugh. Did I mention lots of amazing food? Salmon, loosen up. It's not gonna morally corrupt your nose.
It does smell really good.
Now there's an honest man. And admit it, Salmon. Doesn't his music make you want to dance?
It is spirited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Zimri.
Ah, Cosby, my sweet friend.
Ooh, how are you?
Oh, wonderful now.
So, who's your friend?
Oh, Cosby, Iris, this is my friend, Salmon.
Oh, my goodness. Cosby, you were right.
I told you.
Okay, Salmon, I believe in getting right to the point. Life is short.
Point?
You are one handsome man. Very handsome.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so polite. You're a good man. I can tell.
Thank you.
Oh.
So, Zimri, are they serving this dinner soon? I shouldn't be out too late.
I will get you back to your tent at a decent hour, I promise.
Come with me, Salmon. I'll pour you some wine.
Thanks, Cyrus. I'm not really that thirsty.
Everyone! Everyone gather around! Is everyone having a good time?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Good.
Yeah. Cosby, Iris, can you see all right?
Perfect. Come this way, Iris.
Zimri?
Now, your attention, please. All eyes up here. Good, good. Thank you.
Zimri, what's going on?
That's Puolo, the high priest.
He doesn't dress anything like Eliezer.
You are hilarious.
It is time to give our thanks. Thanks to the one who provides all this for our own good, for our own joy, our own pleasure. Let us all show our deepest appreciation now as we worship the almighty Baal.
What? No.
And now, feel free, everyone, as we partake of this beautiful feast, this beautiful sacrifice to the God of Gods.
God, please forgive me. Forgive me.
Hey, Salmon, where are you going? They're gonna serve the food now. I mean, Salmon.
What got into him?
Wait, who am I supposed to dance with now?
Come on, Iris. There are plenty of men who really want to be here.
But he was so cute, Cody.
I know.
Sorry, Iris. I tried.
Good work, Puolo. Good work.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Balaam, one word. Brilliant. These Israelite men are no match for our women.
And who can blame them? The most beautiful women in the whole land.
Morpheus, Puolo, take note.
I've already made plans.
Oh, even bigger. Invite more Israelites, as many as we can entertain.
I'm already getting reports. A good many Israelites wish to marry our women.
Oh, and we will gladly welcome them.
They'll enjoy our customs, our rituals, and eventually worship our God instead of their own.
Yes, yes, and finally we will all enjoy peace among us all brothers, all sisters, all beautiful. Balaam, One word. Brilliant.
I only pointed out their weakness. In your wisdom, you made the most of it.
Ingenious strategy here. We're in a war with Israel, and they don't even know. No skirmishes, no blood, just parties and feasts.
Oh, it's classic warfare. Cut off the enemy's resources, make them weak, go in for the kill. Israel's most critical resource is their god. Cut them off from their god, make them weak. Go in for the kill.
Well, you are worth all the riches I gave you, Balaam. And great fame is coming your way, my friend. Great fame. Did I mention this is brilliant?
Salmon, my friend, calm down.
I saw...
Take your time, all right? Catch your breath. Breathe.
Where's Eliezer?
The tent of meeting. Tell me what's wrong.
Our people... They're in danger.
From what?
Our God.
Show me.
Come quickly.
What? What's going on? God? Is that you? Lord God!
Take all the leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel.
Offenders? What? What is going on? Joshua! The alarm!
Are you ready?
Yes. Good job, Joshua.
Thank you.
No time to waste.
Understood. Judges of Israel, we have called you to this emergency meeting to confront a crisis that threatens our entire nation. We must take immediate action tonight. Listen carefully to the word of the Lord through his servant, Moses.
We have reports that certain of our men, our own family, have been seduced into idolatry. Even this night, even now, they are worshiping the god Baal. We now stand at the door of the promised land. Once before, we were denied entrance because of our disobedience. If we allow this evil to spread, we will once again be turned away from our promised land. And I say, never again! You are called the judges of Israel. And tonight, God is calling us to judge the offenders. Already, because they worshipped Baal, a plague of death is now spreading swiftly through our camp. Thousands will die unless you act immediately.
Salmon, do you see what I'm seeing?
What is it?
Right there.
No. I can't believe this. Is that who I think it is?
It is.
I'll go with you.
No. Get the instructions first. Then join me.
I will.
And pray for me, huh? Pray for all of us.
All right.
The plague of God's judgment spread swiftly. Sudden death came to tens, now hundreds, now thousands of Israelites as the plague continued its path of destruction through the camp.
Zimri, slow down.
Come on. My tent is just up this way.
Where is everybody?
Over at the tent of meeting. It's where we worship God.
Oh, is your family there?
Yes. We'll be alone for a while. I'll introduce you when they return.
Okay. And then you'll tell them our news? That we're to marry?
Oh, of course. hurry.
Oh, who's coming?
Into the tent before he sees us.
Zimri? Son of Selu?
It's him.
Who?
Phinehas, son of the high priest.
Zimri, come out of that tent and face me.
I'm busy, Phinehas. Shouldn't you be at the tent of meeting with everyone else?
I saw you, Zimri. You are in your tent with a woman of Midian, a worshiper of Baal.
Who does he think he is?
Go on your way, Phinehas, and leave us alone.
I refuse to walk away. I know what I have seen. It is because of your sin that thousands of your people are dying, Zimri. Dying from a plague that is now coursing through our camp.
Whoa! Hey! What do you think you're doing?
I must honor the Lord.
In that moment, Phinehas made atonement for Israel. His action swiftly stopped the plague of death, but not before 24,000 of his people had died.
Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel. Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace.